stages are set and Milwaukee's lakefront is ready to rock. Broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio at Summerfest, it's Wisconsin's Midday News. Now, here are your hosts, Greg Matzik and Jessica Tye.
Just after 2 o'clock on a Friday, we'll take it till 3 o'clock. Wisconsin's Afternoon News will be here, taking you into Brewers baseball. The World Cup match has just started between the United States and Australia, and we've got a beautiful day. What a gorgeous day at the lakefront. It is 75 and full of sunshine down here right now.
It is fantastic, and there's just this tiny bit of breeze that makes it feel even more comfortable. We just heard a little Michael Jackson behind us. People are smiling. The sun is shining. We are loving it.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
In less than 60 minutes now, the president of the Islamic Society in Milwaukee will speak after being released from ICE detention. This is a story grabbing headlines across the country right now. A federal judge ordered the release of Salah Sarsour on Thursday, citing a substantial free speech claim. Sarsour's attorneys say he was targeted because of his advocacy for Palestinian rights. They note he's been a legal U.S. resident for more than 30 years. But the Department of Homeland Security sees it differently. They call Sarsour a terrorist, citing convictions by an Israeli military court back in the 80s and 90s. Sarsour denies those allegations. He has no criminal record here in the U.S., and he is now back in Milwaukee. He will speak publicly for the first time since being released in 50 minutes here at 3 o'clock today. We'll be on top of it. Stay tuned to WTMJ for the latest.
Well, number two, the Packers announce open to the public training camp dates. This is part of the summer, part of the fabric of a Wisconsin summer, Summerfest, and Packers training camp. No doubt about that. It kicks off Wednesday, July 29th, the first of three consecutive public practices. Don't forget family night. That'll be August 7th at Lambeau Field. And then following that, you'll have 2 days of public practices, the 10th and 11th, and then preseason game number one. Final open practice will be a joint practice with the Arizona Cardinals, August 24th.
Certainly, guys that have been in our system for a couple years are going to be further along than those guys that are new, and that's just, I mean, that's to be expected.
That's head coach Matt LaFleur sizing up all of the talent that'll be on the field, 90 players or so when training camp begins. So you've got 12 open to the public training camp practices. Each outdoor practice will be at Radnitsky Field, and practice will begin at 10:30. Now, if you get bad weather, they throw it inside and the public is not able to hang out and watch. But this is a big deal in the state of Wisconsin. You have people designing their summer vacations around Packers training camp. Roughly 80,000 rolled through last year's training camp. It's a significant economic boost to the area from people in the state and people coming in from out of the state.
And isn't this the point, too, where the big guys get on the tiny bikes and roll through? I mean, that's so fun. And all the kids are hoping that their favorite player picks their bike.
It's amazing some of the relationships that are formed from that incredible tradition. There was a player that, you know, several years ago was on the team, and you know, he would ride his bike to practice and had the same kid every day in practice. And it was getting to be, you know, cut down day, getting close to the start of the season. And he was kind of a fringe and bubble player. And I asked him, I was like, well, what are your plans here? How do you sort through your weekend? Is he just trying business as usual? And he said he was going to a cookout at the family of the kid whose bike he rode to practice every day, which I thought was an unbelievable story. It was so cool. Andy Malumba was his name. He was a linebacker that was around for a little bit and had a short career with the Green Bay Packers, but developed a relationship with the family, the kid, and they kept in contact throughout that time. That was really cool.
Making connections with the fans. Well, I know this is the top 2 at 2, but this is a Summerfest special edition. So you know what, Greg? Let's give you a number three. Number three. It is day 2 of Summerfest. We see a lot of smiling faces strolling past us right now. Hi, ladies. I love it. Day 1 is done. It was a beauty. So was today. From the opening day sun to the Big Bang fireworks last night, call it a Summerfest success. Here's what we have on tap today. The big headliner tonight, rap and R&B artist Don Toliver.
I guess I'm doing the Mandy. Private landing. I guess I keep my candy. She's super so good. On the beach is sandy.
Don Toliver tonight, Karine Leon tomorrow. It was so great to talk with Scott Zeal, Vice President of Entertainment for Milwaukee World Festival, because he could give us a look ahead to what's happening tonight and this weekend and why he wanted to book these big acts. I mean, Summerfest has something for everyone every single year. I mean, it sounds cliche to say, but it is the honest to God truth. And that's why some people are like, who is this? And other people are like, woohoo! I can't wait. My favorite artist is coming. And this year is going to be a year unlike any other. Garth Brooks, he was talking about some of the reviews. And what did Garth say? He said something along the lines of, if these two shows here in Milwaukee were my last shows, I would be happy.
Yeah,
that was an
amazing testament to folks in Wisconsin coming out for that show. The rollout, the red carpet approach that Summerfest has for these artists each and every year. You make people feel home. And Garth was having dinner down at Harbor House. Mm-hmm. He kind of made Milwaukee part of his summer in more ways than one.
We talked about making connections in that last story. Garth Brooks has made connections with people here in Milwaukee, including Paul Bartolotta. And yeah, that's why you find him eating dinner at the Harbor House. Best view in town, even if it's not a sunny day. But today, it is.
Yeah, glorious day to be here at the Summerfest Grounds. We invite you to come out and say hello to us. We're located in our beautiful studio here, our Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio. We're overlooking the beautiful bay and state park here on the eastern side of the Summerfest Grounds and adjacent to the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Zone. Constant activity there all throughout the course of the fest. It is 2:14 on WTMJ. All right, so for the entire show, Gina has bumped back with artists playing at Summerfest. I don't know who this is, nor do I know if they're playing at Summerfest tonight. That's
all. It's a good song. It's a throwback.
Is it a throwback?
It's a throwback, okay. And that's why we're bringing in Scott McFarlane.
We bring in the big dogs when it comes time for classifications of 90s R&B music. Scott McFarlane of the Midas Touch joining us from the nation's capital. We're at Summerfest, Scott. We feel like this is a place you would really enjoy.
I would. I mean, trust me. I was trying to get out there, but I'm not the boss of the house, Greg. I'm not in charge of the scheduling in the McFarlane home. I hope the group SWV is playing at Summerfest, or else Gina's making a real dubious choice playing a song called Rain at an outdoor festival.
Exactly. And we had Rain to start off. So Garth Brooks, Scott, to kind of fill you in here, he had a two-day pre-party before Summerfest even started. And it rained those days. It was a little soggy in the grass seats. We said, you know, soggy bottoms people might have. But today, it is now day two of Summerfest. It is absolutely beautiful, Scott. The sun is shining. We are looking out at Lake Michigan. The seagulls are flying around. You've got sailboats going. People are strolling by in their tank tops and shorts. And we are just loving this. Maybe a possibility for some rain tonight, but you wouldn't know it if you didn't know the forecast.
What have you eaten so far? And be honest about it. Don't make stuff up.
Major Goolsby's, the major cheeseburger, and I'm stuffed.
We have like four minutes where we can actually eat something, and I knocked out a Cajun chicken sandwich. But they got everything here deep fried if you'd like it. I wonder this, Scott. When I sent you the link, because I know you're a music guy, do people in the nation's capital know Summerfest? Like, is this a known thing beyond Wisconsin? We like to think it is. We know what it's labeled, but we understand that word doesn't always travel.
Well, to be clear, your congressional delegation is very good at unsolicited feedback to me about what's happening back home. So, me and their colleagues know all about this stuff. I think I was told Ed Sheeran is involved next week. I think
yes.
I was told that. And I think
he
I
is.
Was told that Post Malone's involved next week. So that word gets around.
And Ed Sheeran played here 11 years ago as well, and it was just him and a guitar, and he was fabulous. And it's interesting to see these artists come back to Milwaukee, a spot that they love, and just see how they have flourished throughout the years. I mean, Ed Sheeran, he's got lasting power.
And I appreciate they need the headliners, and these events live off the headliners. But I like to go deeper into the lineup, and I see some artists the week of the second, the week of the holiday. You got DJ Jazzy Jeff, Tag Team, and DJ Kool. You don't know how lucky you are to have DJ Jazzy Jeff and Tag Team and DJ Kool. And Greg, Tag Team is the one that did Woomp, There It Is. You'll hear the whole show.
That one I know. The last time I saw DJ Jazzy Jeff, Uncle Phil from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was tossing him out the front door of their Bel-Air mansion. Speaking of things happening.
You're so close. You're not quite there. That's the Fresh Prince. DJ Jazzy Jeff was his partner.
Yes.
DJ Jazzy Jeff no longer has Will Smith with him.
Well, that is true. I think they were both thrown out of the front door.
Isn't that like Tag Team back again?
Yes, yes. That's exactly it. All right, Scott, we could talk music all day, no doubt about that. But there are things happening in the nation's capital, but nothing really happening in Switzerland like we thought could happen today. J.D. Vance is not overseas. The peace plan to end the war with Iran is on hold. Where did things break down here?
Well, they broke down, that's for sure. J.D. Vance was supposed to be in Geneva today, and they cite logistical issues with him not going over there. I don't know that I buy a White House having logistical problems. There's an issue with the deal. And I know there's an issue with the deal because I'm hearing that from many, many, many Republicans. You know, people on Trump's team say this thing's no good. I had one Republican close to Trump say this looks like appeasement for Iran. You had another saying Ronald Reagan is rolling over his grave looking at this peace deal. You had another say the president must be getting bad advice because this is a very, very bad deal. These are the Republicans. This is not the contrarian caucus. This is not Democrats. They're going to have to shake this thing up. It does not have support.
A total of 25 commercial ships crossed through the Strait of Hormuz on Thursday, just yesterday. That's the most since April. Is that viewed as a win of sorts?
Yeah, the White House is touting the movement of ships and the gas prices going down just below $4. I think that may be a myopic way of looking at it. I don't think America's going to measure this by whether gas is above or below $4. Not the entirety of this deal. And Iran knows what kind of leverage they have. They can impose their will on the Strait of Hormuz as soon as they get the cash that they think they're getting freed up from sanction relief. That's why there's so much concern among Republicans. They don't buy that this thing's going to work. And they also don't think the U.S. got enough concessions out of Iran in the first place. I wouldn't think that gas price going down below $4 a gallon is going to be a sufficient amount to bring people around.
Hey, Scott, the thwarted plot to attack the Freedom 250 UFC fight on the South Lawn has raised some kind of back-and-forth discussion and even criticism with the Secret Service at odds with FBI Director Cash Patel over how the situation was handled. Why is that happening? Why is there some back-and-forth on how everything went down and how things were handled? Seems like it was thwarted anyway, that the plot was thwarted and people were on it from the FBI. Where's the Secret Service weighing in?
Yeah, the FBI director, Cash Patel, kind of broke with tradition, and he announced the case on his social media handle before it was unsealed in the courts. And that may seem like a procedural issue or an administrative issue, but it's quite different than that. If the case hasn't been unsealed in the court, there are people who are going to be arrested and charged who don't know they're going to be arrested and charged. So Cash Patel tweeting out the announcement may convince some people who are about to be arrested to leave home for a while. It's also a safety risk. If these people are plotting to attack America and you pop them off before they're in custody, Lord knows what they're going to do. Secret Service is not happy that the FBI put that announcement out there. And I think in a broader sense, I'm trying to be charitable here. In a broader sense, I think we don't need the FBI director looking for internet and Twitter engagement as a top priority. Perhaps, you know, you can let somebody else announce it in their Twitter feed.
Scott, we can't let you go without asking about the reflecting pool in D.C. Because at one point, it's turning colors. Then I just saw it was either last night or this morning on X. Speaking of X, I saw there was part of it that was peeling up from the bottom. What is going on here? I mean, a lot of money was put into renovating this.
At least $14 million was spent on renovating this. And that may be an undercount because they've still been working on it since the last time they estimated the price. They put that swimming pool or U.S. flag blue paint and plastering on the bottom of the pool. It's peeled off and is now floating in the green swamp water of the reflecting pool. I'm not sure the pool guy really had it down how this was supposed to go. It's an embarrassment. It looks like crap. And I don't mean that to pile on. It looks awful. Thankfully, it doesn't smell bad. And the good news is it's actually drawing quite a crowd of, you know, rubberneckers who want to see this thing. And, hey, at least it gets them down to the Lincoln Memorial. And that's a good place for them to be. They got to clean this up by July 4th. That's when Trump has his rally in support of America's 250th birthday. And this eyesore is just that. It is ugly on the eyes.
I don't know where you were in 2012, but the Obama administration put a boatload of money into trying to renovate this thing as well. I think it was $18 million as I was digging back. What could that $18 million not do that $14 million more is hoping to do?
In 2012, I was listening to DJ Jazzy Jeff, Greg. That's what I was doing. The Obama administration had an algae problem, too. The goal of the reflecting pool, guys, is to be achromatic, non-colored, so that it reflects best the Lincoln Memorial and Washington Monument. Trying to make it a color is already a fool's errand. And I think part of the issue here for the Trump administration is that they made a big deal out of this. They spiked the football on how great this was and how bad other people were for not doing the same. And that failure really looks bad in light of how big a deal they wanted to make this.
Scott McFarland joining us here from the nation's capital. Scott, what's your weekend entail? What do you got on the plans?
As I said at the top, I'm not in charge of the weekend schedule in the House. I think the to-do list is insane. I'll get after it, but I'll listen. I'll listen to Ed Sheeran on the streaming service instead of seeing him.
Oh, there you go. And also, you would like this one, a little R&B. Tyrese, little sweet lady, won't you be mine? T-Mobile stage at 10:15 tonight, Scott.
Nice.
Appreciate it, pal. We'll
enjoy the heck out of this, and please eat more of it. Thank you all.
We will.
That's Scott McFarland joining us from the nation's capital, from the Midas Touch. Does a great job joining us each and every week here on Wisconsin's Midday News.
The hardest part of getting clean are all the damn apologies. Paying tolls on bridges that I'm burning.
Cameron Whitcomb headlines the Bigs and Stratton Big Backyard tonight at 10 o'clock. One of a number of great headlining acts tonight here at the Summerfest grounds, where it is a beautiful day. It is 75 degrees. It is sunny. Just enough of a breeze here. It's not humid at all, and it's just a perfect day to be out here.
We just had a lovely lady walking by. We have a ton of people walking by right now, but she was just walking by. She had on leopard cowboy boots, and she was jamming to that one.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you're having some fun out here in the Summerfest grounds. Why not? A lot of great headliners tonight, and we'll have Wisconsin's afternoon news coming up in about a half an hour, then Brewers baseball tonight beginning at 5:40.
A star rookie makes his debut. A trial takes an unexpected turn. The big gig begins, and more. It's the Week in Review, brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
What we do here is go back.
The deliberately worst-kept secret in Southeast Wisconsin is a secret no more. You could tell your parents.
My parents
knew. Okay, they knew.
But right. I did not tell my brother for quite a while.
Straw poll is a straw poll. It's a snapshot at a convention. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez was the winner.
The three most likely nominees today are Mandela Barnes, Sarah Rodriguez, and Fran Hong. Everybody else, it's getting late.
Ridgeland Farms is releasing its remaining beagles. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. now chiming in.
We are committed to humane animal care and to replacing animal testing with effective alternatives wherever possible.
A complete game shutout from Jacob Mizorowski.
I was just trying to find a comp in any sport, and the one I came up with was Usain Bolt. It's like, oh, he had that still.
The finished and fabulous Bob Uecker mural in downtown Milwaukee.
I just wish it didn't end so quickly. That's what I really love about mural making, is just sharing your work with the world.
Day two of in the Amandria Brunner trial. The defense says, hold on a second, the Marquette student was speeding.
Would these deaths have occurred even if Amandria was sober? And the evidence is going to show that they would have.
Wisconsinites spent $45 million on OnlyFans. They're spending a lot of money in Green Bay. What's going on up there?
There was an ongoing joke with one of my girlfriends that we would have a channel that was and toes, and that we would never have to show our face.
Have you been following the story of this dive-bombing red-winged blackbird in Atwater Park?
A lot of people want to get up and walk around out there, maybe run out there, and got this dive-bombing bird. Watch out.
Not all of us are bird people.
Hey, I went to the ballpark yesterday.
Yeah.
Your 6'7 tall all-star was there, Jacob Mizorowski. 300 people lined up to get a moment with the Miz for a special ball signing. They raised more than $24,000, John.
That's great.
They announced the entire team. Here come your Milwaukee Brewers. Gets a slap on the back from Bryce Terang, and then out he goes. By himself.
Go get him, kid. Enjoy the field by yourself. Soak it up. It's not about you, Cooper Pratt. It's about the Brewers. You're just a part of it.
A few moments later.
Line drive down the right field line, a base hit. And Cooper Pratt has his first big league run batted in.
54 years ago today, we had this huge crisis in Watergate. That was not a constitutional crisis. Richard Nixon followed the law. I maintain that today we are in a constitutional crisis.
It's been good for local businesses, but not for beer supplies.
I don't think Boston realized what was coming to it.
I recall something similar happening when the Wisconsin Badgers played UNLV out in Las Vegas. Bars that were running out of Miller Lite and some running out of brandy.
Green Bay Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. He's recovering from that torn ACL that he suffered last November.
I'm going to be the best tight end in the NFL.
Someone died a birthday.
Happy birthday. 40th
Thank
birthday.
Thank you. 40th birthday.
June 1986 is when you came into this world.
It is.
With the deal officially signed between the U.S. and Iran, the agreement sets up a 60-day ceasefire to hammer out details on issues like Iran's nuclear program.
So not only did you get a present on your birthday, the country of Iran got a really big present.
Big present.
And a jury in Milwaukee County finding Amandria Brunner not guilty on all six charges of causing the deaths of Marquette University lacrosse athletes.
The other guy involved in the collision, Peter McGolgan, it led to both of them being charged, and it's a fascinating strategy.
Once we solicited the expert, we were able to back that up, and his report really did bolster that defense for us.
The stages are set, and Milwaukee's lakefront is ready to rock. Broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio at Summerfest.
We're on the lakefront path right behind the Gruber Sports Zone. Beautiful view of the lagoon. You're seeing all kinds of musical fandom because that's what we do here at the world's largest music festival.
What a week, eh?
What a week.
My grass is green.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
That is the Week in Review, brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited. It's 2:42. Yeah, listen to that. Guess who this is? This is little Father John Misty. Real love, baby. Father John Misty playing at the Generac Power Stage at 9:30 tonight. Greg, as I look out here, as everybody passes us, one of the other best parts about Summerfest that we haven't talked about yet is the people watching.
Oh, yeah, all-star.
The fabulous people watching. And I was thinking about it as you were giving us a little spiel on the weather. There was a group going by, and the lady had on, she had on black leather. It looked like leather. They could have been pleather pants. Chaps. Not pants. They were chaps. And then there was like a bikini bottom and a bikini top, and I don't know what else. But I thought, well, she's feeling the breeze.
Yeah. No doubt about that. Hopefully the leather or pleather holds up here with the sunshine and everything. But, yeah, you've got gorgeous conditions down here. But you're right. The people watching is part of it. Some people really like to watch us, too, as we have found, standing right up here in our open-air area at Summerfest and staring right at us like we're monkeys in an exhibit. But we love it here at Summerfest.
Oh, my gosh. I absolutely love it. The people watching is the best. Fantastic. We love it. It is time right now to recognize another everyday hero.
On Wisconsin's Morning News, we celebrate everyday heroes. They're average John or Jane Doe's who had no idea when they got up one morning they'd be saving a life. Today we head to South Texas, Laredo, where Loop 20 was busy. Drivers were coming and going on the highway when all of a sudden, a plane, a small business jet, crashed onto the roadway.
We saw that there was actually movement inside the aircraft. That's when my husband jumped out of the car and went straight to help out.
Oh, my God.
Zaira Garza says it was a mangled mess, flames shooting from the wreckage. If you listen to the audio from the video she took, you can hear rescuers using shovels and sledgehammers trying to break the glass of the cockpit, looking to rescue those passengers as the flames grew.
We can literally feel the heat from the fire.
You can see the intensity in the video. Just text the word hero to the Sighting Unlimited WDTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. We'll send it to you. And the flames kept growing.
I didn't know if that fire was going to make the aircraft explode.
Oh, my God.
These rescuers were able to pull five people from the crash. Tragically, one person was killed, but amazingly, everyone else survived thanks to these good Samaritans as well as first responders for rushing in to help. Thank you to everyone involved. You are all everyday heroes. Eric Bilstead, WDTMJ News.
Oh, it was a great story as told by WTMJ's Eric Bilstad. We have got one more segment. We'll wrap up the program from the Summerfest grounds, get you ready for Wisconsin's afternoon news. Don't forget about Brewers baseball tonight. That should be fun. Miz back on the mound, taking on the Braves, two first-place teams. And the last time Miz took the mound, he struck out 15 and allowed one hit in a complete game shutout.
The Miz is amazing.
No doubt about that. We will wrap it up after this on WTMJ.
Don Toliver, Lose My Mind. Don Toliver, the main headliner at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater. That show is at 8:30 tonight, Greg.
This is a big one, right? I mean, it may not be your cup of tea with music, but this is a big show, no doubt about that. They've had more of a country flair with Garth Brooks, and then, of course, last night as well. I saw a lot of cowboy boots walking around. That is among my favorite things. You brought up people watching. Sometimes you have a good sense for the style of music the main headlining act is going to play tonight based upon what people are wearing walking around the grounds.
Without a doubt. After work, went home, then came back down here last night, and it was so interesting to see you had so many young ladies in the light pink, the Megan Maroney. I also saw Megan Maroney's big trucks, you know, the tour trucks outside of the amphitheater, and there were just so many young ladies walking around in the light pink, in the cowboy boots, and they said, that was a great show. We've got more on tap. And the best part about this is just the first weekend of Summerfest. We have two more weekends after this.
No, that is great. And WTMJ will have a presence each and every weekend of the fair of the festival here going on at the Summerfest grounds. Happy that we could kick things off. We were a little shortened yesterday because of Brewers baseball, but it was a great kickoff to the event last night. Those Garth Brooks concerts, as we mentioned, sort of kicking everything off for Summerfest earlier this week. Thought those were amazing. And as Scott Zeal pointed out to us, we asked, hey, what was the feedback? What did Garth say? And he brought out his phone and read us a text message saying, Garth had said, and I'm paraphrasing, if those were the last two shows he ever played, he would be happy, saying that he absolutely loved the welcome and the response here in Wisconsin.
Gave me the goosebumps. Yeah. And then after our shows here in Milwaukee, he went on to his private jet, and then he flew to London for that show. How about that?
That is amazing in and of itself, right? You think a lot of these artists are part of it. It's part of a tour, right? And Summerfest is a stop on their tour. They play tonight, they're on a bus or a plane, and they're gone tomorrow. That was not the case with Garth Brooks. He was here for a couple of days with two shows, but he doesn't have a long, exhausting tour schedule this summer. He's got like three shows, and two are in Wisconsin, one will be in London.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're talking about people watching here, too. I see a man. How Wisconsin is this? He's wearing fish shorts out there. Greg.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, look at that. It looks comfortable. It looks comfortable.
By the way, I also saw a lot of people have koozies. You can come and sink a bucket here with 620 WTMJ, and if you win, you can get a koozie. I've seen a lot of people walking around with their koozies, keeping their beers cold. Smart. I also saw a woman walk by about 20 minutes ago, and she had a koozie necklace on. So she was basically holding her beer around her neck.
Well, that's very,
very
smart.
Summerfest-like.
So something for everybody here, of course, at Summerfest, as we like to point out. If you're looking for us, and by the time we get out of here, it'll be Wisconsin's Afternoon News. We're in the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio. So we're right on the corner of that Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone, which has been a staple of the Summerfest ground since I was a kid. So we are overlooking the bay, which looks to be beautiful. I love seeing the sailboats out on the bay today. People enjoying their Friday. We have limited time to do this here in a Wisconsin summer, so glad people are taking advantage of the day.
So many sailboats out there today. It's a fantastic day. Last night as well, so many boats out there to catch the fireworks. The Big Bang fireworks last night, they were incredible, and I felt like they were a little bit unique. I felt like I was watching something different as I was sitting here along the rocks. If you were watching it too, you might have noticed. It looked like at one point they had sparkly fountains, these gold sparkly fountains that were shooting up fireworks. It was quite the show.
Well, very cool stuff. We hope to see you down here at the Summerfest grounds throughout the course of our broadcasting from the festival grounds. Wisconsin's Afternoon News begins here in just a couple of minutes. That'll take you up to Brewers baseball. You going to walk around a little bit? Going to get your Summerfest on today?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah,
when I said how Wisconsin is this, people watching, it's great, and somebody, a man walking by in his fish shorts right now, that may be my husband.
Well, he brought you a coffee earlier, so I figured you'd have some sort of relation.
By the way, Discourse Coffee, I love that because you've got a local company down here with coffee these days. This iced coffee had some stroopwafel in it, too.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
Discourse, known for unique and known for being local.
Well, we are out of time. I want to thank our producer, Gina Cuccio, for producing the show. It's always challenging when we're on remote. I'm pretty hard to work with anyway, so it's always a tough day for
Thanks, Gina.
We appreciate her efforts and you being a part of our show each and every day. Wisconsin's Afternoon News is next.
Have a great afternoon.